Now let's meet a man named Richard Polsky. He was closing in on 50 when he decided it was time to chase his childhood dream. Sure, he was a successful art dealer and author, but what he really wanted to do was hunt for dinosaurs. And not just any dinosaur. The king, the beast, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. He set off for the Badlands of South Dakota. And in his new book, Boneheads, My Search for T-Rex, he talks about his fellow dinosaur hunters, the Boneheads.
Right. Actually, the title comes from a pair of T-Rex hunting twins, Stan and Steve Sackerson. There have been approximately 45 T-Rexes found in the history of the world. They're responsible for having found three of them, but they're characters. One sleeps in his car, the other's a gravedigger by day, and they're known in the trade as the Bonehead Brothers because they're goofballs. And, you know, I had such a crazy time with them. Because the leader of the group was this guy, Bob Dietrich, who calls himself the Fossil King. And I didn't know who was crazier, these guys for coming up with this stuff or me for going along with it.
There's a passage in your book when you're describing chatting with one of them. I wonder if you could turn to page 148.
Sure.
You're meeting Steve, I think? He's one of the twins, the
yes,
crazy twins
the,
you were talking
one of the
about?
Bonehead Brothers.
Okay, yeah. Read that paragraph for me if you can.
Then Steve yawned. And his tobacco-stained teeth made me cringe. So did the words he spoke next. You think you've got what it takes to find a T-Rex? Well, let me tell you, it's not that easy. You're not going to find anything. You people come out here from parts unknown and think you can take our dinosaurs.
Is that what they call warm welcome in the Badlands of South Dakota?
Well, you know, they had mixed feelings about seeing me. You got to understand, we're talking about commercial dinosaur hunters. These are not professors with PhDs at big universities. These are guys that survive by their wits. And in order to find dinosaurs, you have to go out on land that belongs to private ranchers. So the few paleontologists, that is to say the commercial diggers, who get permission, they sign contracts, they cut the ranchers in, they're not keen about giving you their secrets, letting you know their locations where the dinosaurs are.
Tell me about a day in the field. What's it like out there actually doing the digging? I mean, are you guys standing over a hole with shovels and chatting, or what exactly is going on?
Well, it's not what you think. A lot of people are confused about what these guys do because they all saw the movie Jurassic Park. Do you remember at the beginning of the movie, there's a scene where they're out in the field and Laura Dern, and I forgot the other guy, her paleontologist boyfriend, they're digging. They come across a perfectly articulated skeleton. They take what looks like a paintbrush and swipe away a little sand. And again, there's this beautiful dinosaur stretched out before him.
I suppose days are not usually that perfect out in the field in real life.
It's not like that. No, no. This is hard work. It's usually 90 degrees out during the summer. It's hot. You're perspiring. You're dirty. And it's just so rare that you see something that's worth taking back. So when they're out in the field, you waste a lot of time where you come across bone. Then you have to identify it. And if you decide, oh, it's just a fossil turtle shell or something like that, you move on. It's a real treasure hunt. It's like winning the lottery when you score a T-Rex.
You wrote in the book about the ups and downs, thinking you discovered things. In the end, you arguably were part of a discovery of part of a T-Rex. And actually, Richard Polsky, they named this T-Rex after you.
Well, again, this is partly true. Bob Dietrich did uncover something. I was with him when he uncovered it. And in the T-Rex world, when you find a dinosaur, you have the honor of naming it after anyone you want. And he wants to name this piece that he found, Little Richard.
After you.
After me.
Maybe you're going to be the more famous Little Richard someday.
one can only hope.
Well, did you find your dream?
Well, it was certainly a great adventure. It was a real window into the life and lifestyle of what these people do. So on that level, it was thrilling, and I felt really sad when I left these guys. And these guys were just so excited to be part of this. It was vindication that someone finally wrote about their side of things. Most books on dinosaurs are scientific. They're written by PhDs, and quite frankly, they're boring. This really told a story, told their story. And on that level, I was grateful I connected with them and ultimately did feel like I was part of it.
Richard Polsky is the author of the new book, Boneheads, My Search for T-Rex. Richard, enjoy your next hunt. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.